The first treasure, the gift.
The present moment is a gift. That's why it is called the present. The future has not yet happened and is therefore not real. The past has already happened and is again, in this moment, not real. The present moment, right now, is the only thing that truly exists. When you are fully present and unobstructed in the present moment, you create the ideal environment for spirit to manifest herself through you at maximum efficiency. This is what this first and most important treasure is all about. Chances are, however, that you have, to greater or lesser degree, cut yourself off from your ultimate power source through a destructive mental pattern that virtually everyone has fallen victim to. Most of us, from the moment we wake up until the moment we close our eyes at night, engage in self-chatter. We talk to ourselves constantly. We ask questions of ourselves, we judge, we measure, and then we talk to ourselves some more. Our own mental voice becomes so loud that the more subtle voice of our spirit gets drowned out. Occasionally, during our more lucid moments, an insight from above may get through this constant barrage of self-chatter, but for the most part, our personal voices have completely shut off the voice of spirit, and our very limited personal intellects rule our lives, while the vast universal intelligence remains silent. And if that wasn't enough, we are constantly bombarded by outside stimuli as well, like the computers, TVs, cell phones, and so on. All of this leads to a grave condition where we live our lives cut off from our source. We no longer hear our own spirit. We become separated from our ultimate power source, and dis-ease, self-destruction, and despair set in. And this is how we live our lives, day after day, year after year, until something gives, and usually that something is our health. But you do not have to follow this path. There is a simple way to end this vicious cycle of suffering, and to start engaging your higher power in everything you do, and you need not add anything to do this. You simply have to learn to shut off the internal dialogue so that your awareness of spirit, your ultimate power source, can manifest full on. Spiritual growth is all about decrease, not increase, and when you strip away the non-essentials in your life, the beauty and simplicity of your spirit shines its brightest. So allow me to introduce you to the most important part of power attunement's training. I call it the presence of power.